Later on that evening at the airport, Samson and Bella said their goodbyes. He kissed her tenderly as they embraced one another in an affectionate hug. "Oh, you know I love you, sweetie," he whispered in her ear. He held her a little tighter and said, "You're my best friend, Bella."
"I love you too, Samson,"
she said as she looked up into his eyes.
"I'm glad that we're friends. Please take care of yourself, sweetness. Let me know that you made it home safely, okay?"
"Ooh, I will. And you keep in touch too, okay? And try to be careful while you're off on your big adventure."
"You know that I'll keep you updated, Sam."
"Well, see you in Amsterdam."
"Oh, yes. Definitely."
"Oh, good. I was just making sure."
"Well, I'll be there, sweetheart." Bella tiptoed up and gently kissed his lips. "I'll see you in a few months, Samson."
"All right, Bella."
Although they had now parted ways, they looked forward to seeing each other again. She turned and walked away from him. However, just before she got back into the limo, he called out her name.
"Bella!"
She turned around and looked at him again. "Yes, Samson?" He held up the pink remote.
"I'm gonna hold on to this."
He smiled mischievously.
"You make sure that you have it in your pussy with fresh batteries next time that I see you."
"Oh, all right." She all but purred, her pussy pulsated at the thought. Passion showed in her eyes as she smiled at him. Bella's smile became melancholy as she waved goodbye one final time. "Until we meet again, my love," she said as she got into the limo.
"It'll be sooner than you think, Bella," Samson said aloud as he smiled. He tossed the remote into the air and caught it. He tucked it away in his pocket as he proceeded into the airport.
In the limo, on the drive back to the hotel, Bella stared out the tinted window as tears seeped down her face. Although she treasured the time that she spent with Samson, she hated having to say farewell. She was lost in thought. "I miss you already, sweetness. I cannot believe what started as a one-night stand has lasted for over 5 years. I love you. You love me. We love one another. However, in all this time, we haven't been able to figure out a way to be together. The time that I've spent with you, Samson, has been some of the most exciting moments in my life. God help me. I am tired of saying goodbye." "Stop it, Bella. It is what it is." "True, but there is no way in hell that I'm gonna go back to that hotel and breathe in his scent and miss him even more than I do now. I need to get some fresh air. I need to... Take me to the beach, please," Bella instructed the driver. Bella lingered at the beach for the remainder of the evening and into the night. When she returned to her suite, there was a young man lying naked on her bed. Bella recognized him from the cruise. The moment that he saw her, he stood up and began to stroke his dick. "Who let you in?" Bella asked.
"Oh, hi,"
he replied as he moved towards her.
"I am your gift."
"My gift?"
"I was told to pick up where I left off earlier today. Did you like the way I dined on your asshole this morning?"
"Yes, I did," Bella answered nonchalantly. The young man stopped stroking his dick, though he continued his slow approach. His eyes were a smoldering, smoky gray. His skin looked as if it had been kissed by the sun. He was over 6 feet tall, with a body that looked like Zeus himself chiseled it. Bella was mildly intrigued. "Tell me what you want to do to me."
"Oh, I want to lick you from head to toe. I want to eat that sweet little pussy of yours. I want to lick and tongue fuck your asshole and..."
Stop," Bella interrupted him. She shook her head as she walked towards the door. "Although everything that you just said sounds lovely, I must say that I am not interested in the least." Bella opened the door. She looked back at the young man. "Please, have a pleasant night."
"Oh, he is a lucky man,"
the young man stated before he quickly dressed and left Bella's suite. On the way out, he handed her an envelope. Once she was lying comfortably on the bed, she opened it. It read,
I had hoped that you would enjoy my little gift to you, but since you didn't, I have something better. Go down to the bar. Samson.
Maybe after I take a shower, I will be more inclined to explore. But not right now. Bella spoke aloud. She showered, moisturized her body with Japanese blossom cream, and dressed in a two-piece, cream-colored pantsuit. She sat on the foot of the bed with her head bowed. Oh, who am I kidding? I am not going down there tonight. Bella picked the letter up off the bed, folded it, and placed it back in the envelope. I don't give a damn about being with anyone else but you, Samson. No one else holds a candle to you, my love.
Then it's a good thing for you that I've decided to stay,
Samson stated frankly. Bella's whole body reacted to his voice. Chills ran down her spine. Her heart skipped a beat and her pussy shivered. When she turned to face him, her gaze was filled with desire. Sweetness. Her voice was barely audible. You're here. Her eyes filled with tears of joy, yet she sat motionless.
I could not get on the plane.
Samson closed the space between him and Bella. He gathered her in his arms.
I've said goodbye to you far too many times over the years.
I can't believe that you are really here.
Oh, believe it.
Samson kissed her passionately.
I've been waiting for you for hours. I changed my ticket and took a cab back to the hotel. Where have you been?
I went to the beach. I sat there staring at the stars.
Oh, you missed me, didn't you?
Yes, so much that I didn't want to come back here and lay in this bed without you.
Oh, damn. I have missed you terribly. Even when I was ducking bullets in Afghanistan, I thought about you. Seeing you for a few days, ever 6 months or to a year is just not enough. Come to Europe with me. I have a 5-bedroom house. There's plenty of room for you to knock around. Just come and stay with me for a little while. You can pick up your grand adventure later.
He kissed her again.
Say yes.
For real? Bella asked in total disbelief.
I wouldn't have said it if I didn't mean it.
All right. Bella all but sang her response. Her voice was low and sultry. Yes.
Good. Now, go get naked so that I can get at you, girl.
Yes, sir. Bella jumped out of her clothes like Houdini. She was nude in a flash. Just tell me what you need.
I need you.
I need you, too, she stated honestly. She thought to herself, more than you know.
Lie down, face down on the bed, Bella. Let me love on you for a little while.
I am yours to do with as you wish.
Once Bella was in place, Samson took his time and massaged her body from head to toe. He kissed her soft flesh from time to time as he kneaded her muscles and caressed her skin. He rolled her under her back and continued with the magnificent reflexology, beginning at her scalp, moving downward to the center of her body where he lingered. He slowly licked every crevice of her pussy. He massaged her feet and sucked her toes. Samson lavished her body with his sweetest touches. He smothered Bella's skin with the most delicate kisses. He painstakingly relished every moment with her as he expressed his love. Their lovemaking was slow, soft, and sensual. Samson inched his dick into Bella's pussy, progressing at a snail's pace, millimeter by millimeter, savoring every second that it took for her vaginal walls to envelop his cock. He deliberately moved inside of her, long stroking her pussy.
Bella wrapped her arms and legs tightly around his body. grinding with him, working her pelvis in perfect unison with his. She welcomed his love and gave her own freely. Their moans and sighs expressed the gratification of their satiated desire. Their hearts beat as one. A deluge of pleasure engulfed them both, carrying them off in a tidal wave of climactic bliss.
No one but you, Bella, Samson said.
No one but you. Samson.
Come for me, baby. Come all over my dick.
Yes. Yes, damn it. Her body reacted on command. She gave herself over to her orgasmic stirrings and rode the wave of her zenith to the end. Her cum flowed hot, thick and wet, coating his dick.
The feel of a fiery sex sent Samson into a blistering release of his own. He gathered her in his arms, rolled onto his back, taking her with him, and held her tight.
They both drifted off to sleep.